Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
Mm-hmm.
M squared Michael Mackey, soon to be published author.
Uh-huh. Keep talking.
King in his own mind.
All right.
Kansas City socialite.
I prefer the term media darling.
2024 media runner up for Kansas City personality of the year.
Wait, runner up?
He won.
I won. Rude. I also,
radio personality was Sam. You were personality of the year.
I was also TV personality of the year because I don't know if you know this, but I had
one show.
I had my own show.
Once.
For one episode.
Hey, some people only get 15 minutes of fame. You got a full 30.
The show burned bright.
Nice.
The show burned brightly and then flamed out quickly. What can I say?
Story of my life.
Did you hear that soundbite off the top of the show?
Who was that? Why am I struggling with it? I'm having a brain fart. Voight.
It was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, that's right.
But no, Sam, play just a little snippet of that. It was not Christopher Walken.
Was it AI?
No, better.
Hello, out there, Mr. and Mrs. Reader, what have you. Listen, I just wanted a moment of your time to say that if you can get access to a new book called You Have 4 Minutes by Michael Mackey, you gotta grab this. Go for the gold. Read, listen, what have you. Can't recommend this highly enough. There.
What am I missing?
It was Kevin Pollak.
Oh, from A Few Good Men?
Yes, Kevin Pollak. He goes, do you have a book? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, hold on. And then he put his finger up like, wait a minute.
This was obviously at the Big Slick.
Yeah. And then pulled out the old Christopher Walken and gave me a book blurb, Kevin Pollak as Christopher Walken. And I...
That is a dead ringer.
Dead ringer.
How did you get on the Big Slick?
I interviewed Kevin Pollak for The Pitch, and he was very chatty and candid, and I asked him all sorts of questions, including, did you know that 80 million years later, we'd still be talking about, you can't handle the truth?
So, funny story, when The Big Slick first started 16 years ago, nobody knew what it was. At the time, really, it wasn't anything. And so, it was a gambling, it was a poker tournament,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better term. And the night before the poker tournament, they would play a wiffle ball game at the Little K out at Kauffman Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tiny, smaller, kid-size baseball stadium at Kauffman Stadium, if you didn't know.
Okay.
In the outfield and entertainment area.
Yeah, it's called the Little K. And so they needed, nobody knew what was going on. It was in its infancy. And so they invited a bunch of radio people to play in the pickleball game so they could get a little bit of free publicity, you know.
Wiffle ball.
What did I say?
Pickleball.
Wiffle ball, sorry. Wiffle ball game. And so they invited, I was invited, Johnny Dare was there, Tana Guthrie was invited, but she was more of the roaming commentator. And I remember I get to the game, and I sit down on the bench, and I look to my right, and I had just watched, before I went to the game, A Few Good Men on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down having no idea what to expect, no idea who's going to be there, no idea what's going on. And I sit down, I turn to my right, and it's Kevin Pollak.
The Kevin Pollak.
The Kevin Pollak. And I said, I normally wouldn't do this, because I'm sure you get this a lot, but I literally just watched A Few Good Men right before I came here today. And he goes, oh, did you enjoy it? And I said, it's only the 500th time that I've watched it. It's one of my favorite movies, and you're awesome in it. And he goes, thank you very much. And that was it. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fan guy him or anything like that.
Name dropper.
He, in our interview, he told me, he goes, you know what? I would be genuinely surprised if that movie, with its Mount Rushmore of casting,
yes,
wasn't a huge hit. And by God, it was. And I go, Mount Rushmore of casting? He goes, yeah, I was more Where's Waldo? I was Waldo in that movie.
Well, he was all but unknown before that movie, wasn't he?
No, he had done quite a few. He'd done the usual.
He was no Tom Cruise.
Well, he had done The Usual Suspect. I mean, he was a name, but he wasn't a...
I thought A Few Good Men came out before Usual Suspects.
I think it was the other way around. I don't know.
I'll take a gander.
Okay, please take a gander. But anyway, he was very chatty. And I think that Kevin Pollak is the reigning person who's been at Big Slick the most, other than the main hosts.
A Few Good Men came out in 92. Usual Suspects came out in 95.
Oh, look at you, right as always. Well, between that double whammy that helped put him on the map, and so then suddenly he couldn't go to the grocery store anymore.
I mean, think about who was in that movie. Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon was in it? Okay.
Yeah, he was the prosecutor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
That was a great movie. When's the book coming out?
September the 9th, 9/9.
We've already pre-ordered our book on Amazon.com.
I'm telling you, the pre-sales have been really good. In fact, get this. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. I could get in trouble for saying this, but my publisher, bless his heart, who never gets excited about anything, called me yesterday and told me that all of the bookstores at KCI are going to carry my book.
And is there more than one?
Yeah, there's several. And that's big. That's big for me. So I fully expect all of you traveling in and out of Kansas City to buy my book, You Have 4 Minutes. It's easy, light popcorn reading.
I'm very excited.
Well, there's literally a whole chapter about you and Dana. Literally.
And I can't believe you made me buy my own copy.
Well, I'll sign it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. There's nothing free in this world.
Well, if you want to support Mr. Mackey, you have to provide some of your hard-earned dollars to purchase said book.
I gave him a free chapter.
I'll take one for free, though.
I'll get you one for
free. Thank
you.
Thank you.
And so Kevin Pollak has also was in The Fabulous Mrs. Maisel.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well.
I don't think anybody else has either.
It's, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. And he's going to be in some new show, not new, but he's going to be in a show called, what's the show that was supposed to be shot here, but it's with Sylvester Stallone? Is it called?
Oh, that was
Tulsa Kings.
Tulsa King, yeah.
Tulsa Kings. Well, guess what? Kevin Pollak's going to be in the next couple episodes.
Really?
Wow.
I'll be darned.
I know. Or no, next couple seasons.
By the way,
episodes?
Seasons. He does a lot of celebrity impressions.
Oh, he does. It's facts are facts.
Christopher Walken is just one of roughly 25.
Wow.
He can do Larry King, Robin Williams, Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino, Paul Reiser, Arnold Schwarzenegger, William Shatner, Sylvester Stallone, Liam Neeson, Eddie Murphy, Dudley Moore, Robert De Niro, Woody Allen, Alan Arkin, Johnny Carson, and Christopher Lloyd,
mm-hmm.
among others. I left a couple out. Huh. I'll be darned.
Kevin Pollak was a good egg. He wanted to talk. He loves him some Big Slick and wanted to talk about all the good that organization
does. Well, he's been there since day one.
Pretty much. Yes, he has.
Movies he did before, A Few Good Men that you would know. The Right Stuff. That was his first movie.
What was he in The Right Stuff?
He was the voice of Dwight D. Eisenhower. He's uncredited.
Oh, okay.
Willow in 1988, Avalon in 1990, and L.A. Story in 1991.
He's had a very storied career.
And he's in a lot of big movies, man. Casino, Grumpy Old Men, Usual Suspects, Miami Rhapsody.
Well, he couldn't be more thrilled that he's going to be on the next two seasons of Tulsa Kings, because we talked about that for a hot minute, too. So, yeah.
All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey.
Shalom.
Soon-to-be published author. is filling in today for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.